This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I get a lot of shit for it sometimes because people are always just like, why are you influencing moms to like leave their baby daddy?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Alanized, and this is Noche de Pendejadas. Como pudieron ver, la semana pasada les traje a las hermanas Aguilar y esta semana les traigo a una invitada que no los va a decepcionar. Please help me welcome my guest tonight, Elsie Guevara! Woo! Did I butcher that bitch? Did I say it right?
Yeah, Elsie Guevara.
I literally asked her like 3 times before we started. I was like, dime cómo se dice tu nombre because I naturally want to say Guevara.
Guevara.
Yeah. We literally saw each other 2 days ago, you guys. We went to a Halloween party, which you got there really late.
I got there when it ended.
She literally did, you guys. En cuanto llegó, hicieron 20 minutes and the DJ was like, last call for the last song. And we were like, la muchacha apenas llegó. Como que ya el party se acabó. But we have her here, you guys. Después de tantos comentarios diciendo, bring Elsie, bring Elsie, bring Elsie. Hasta que por fin les hice caso and I brought her. We've been planning this for a while.
Yeah.
It's literally been a long time.
I think for almost a year now.
You know what's crazy? I think we talked about it when we started talking again.
Yes.
Actually, when we filmed the mukbang, was like the first time. Yeah. We're like, hey, we should fucking film Noche de Pendejadas. And I feel like Elsie was like probably thinking like, oh, I'm kind of like not wanting her on the show because I would not bring it up. Pero es que yo quería aspirar hasta el último, you guys. If you guys don't know, the season's coming to an end.
Oh,
so I was like, I want to wait for the best for last. So, es la hice esperar, you guys, pero con buen motivo.
But you're not the last one.
Ah, but you're not the finale, babe. All right, you guys, so para empezar, vamos a empezar con el chisme. Antes de que empecemos, I want to go ahead and turn it to Elsie para que ella nos diga un poquito más de quién es y qué hace.
Well, my name is Elsie. I am a YouTuber. I'm on Instagram. I'm pretty much on every social media platform that you can think of. I have a 2-year-old. I post a lot of content with my baby girl, I'm sure. I feel like a lot of people know me as being a mom. My sisters and I, we have a clothing store called O3 Fash. It's been around for years. And yeah, I started on social media and here I am.
Yo te quiero conocer un poquito más. I feel like I know you, but I feel like yo te quiero conocer more of like the behind the scenes, the upbringing, and how you started it all. Voy a empezar con la pregunta que le pregunto a todos. How was Elsie growing up? How was your childhood? How were your struggles, your victories? Cuéntame todo.
It was rough. It's 6 of us. I'm the 4th from 6. And we grew up with a single mom. We grew up in South Central. I'm usually very open about where we grew up. We're Salvadorian. And our childhood was rough. Like, we went to therapy as kids growing up. We were in a foster home for like a month. My mom and my dad, they were fighting for us at court. So it was tough. Yeah, and then we had our social workers. We grew up with EPT stamps. We grew up with like Section A and all of that. I feel like my childhood, I just remember my therapist, our social workers, us being with just like a lot of random people and then a lot of attorneys. Me and my siblings, we pretty much had to raise ourselves because my mom was working 2 jobs. She was all alone. We don't have family here in California. I don't even know like a single one of my tios or tios.
Like,
I don't
personally know, not even through FaceTime?
I don't know any of them.
Oh, shit.
I only know 2 cousins in Miami, and that's it. And we have a cousin here, but he's like older, so we don't really like see him or talk to him. We talk to him here and there, but we don't have family.
You guys have each other.
Yeah, that's me and my sisters, we always tell each other that we literally, all we have is each other. So that's pretty much how we grew up. We just grew up with a babysitter that my mom still talks to. It was actually my mom's best friend. Yeah. We just grew up, you know, like typical South Central, like LA life. If you guys are from the area, like we grew up getting on the 204 bus, the 754 bus, like the Metro bus, like... That's pretty much how we just raised ourselves. We had to try to cook for ourselves while my mom was trying to work these two jobs. And yeah, it was just...
It was tough.
It was a lot.
Do you feel like growing up, because you were, like you mentioned, you were in and out of the system, you know, with foster care, with, you know, court dates and everything. Do you feel like that affected you negatively? Or do you feel like, if anything, that gave you like that power to be like, you know what? I'm going to grow up faster than like people my own age and I'm going to figure it the fuck out.
I feel like a little bit of both. So it definitely made me mentally strong. That's 100%. Like, I think if it wasn't for my childhood, I wouldn't be mentally, like, and physically just there. But it almost, I feel like as you're going through all that, especially as a child, you don't really understand it, nor do you feel it. Yeah. Like, nor do I honestly feel like everything just went like this. Like, it just almost feels like, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you don't ever feel it as you're going through it. But now that I'm older and I look back and I'm just like,
you're like, what the hell?
Like, that was my childhood. That's why I just feel like I take pride and joy with, you know, with the woman that I am today. And because I feel like I made that little girl proud. And that's...
And you should be proud, because you've accomplished so many things. Do you feel like a big part of you was maybe because you were such a little girl, and for you, maybe what was going on, even though now as an adult, you're like, oh, that's not a normal childhood. Maybe for you at the moment, it was like, oh, that's all I know. Like, maybe every kid's going through
literally,
this.
Literally, that's all. Like, yeah. We grew up seeing like your local taco man get killed.
Damn.
Yeah, like that was normal to us. And that was just, I don't know, just everything that... Like, it was just rough. Like, seeing, like, if you guys are familiar with, like, Hoover Street and, like, all, like, the hookers and strippers being there, like, that was my normal. Like, seeing all of that. But I just feel like I'm also very grateful for it, because I just wouldn't... Because anything and everything that I accomplished and I succeed, I feel like I'm super and extra grateful for it, because I never in a million years thought that I could even get, like, a sponsorship from, you know, a small brand or just anything.
Or even a big brand.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, so, what the hell? I work with this company and I grew up buying them? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So that's why I'm just, like, I always... My mom always tells me, just pray and just thank God for everything that you have, because we barely had, and we literally had help from the government, from our social workers, from everyone that you can think of. Like, my mom used to sell pupusas too.
Aww.
Yeah, we used to have like...
Are they good? She's like, no.
I'm like, they're okay. No,
better.
No, they were good. Yeah, she would always sell out. So, you know, thank God.
She's like, sell out queen. Yeah. So do you feel like maybe because of, you know, the circumstances and like the place you grew up, maybe that made you even more hungry to be like, you know what? Like, I'm grateful for like the life that my mom was able to give us, but yo quiero más.
Yes, 100%. I just remember all of my sisters and I, we always told ourselves, especially one of my sisters, she would always say, oh, I'm going to find myself a rich husband. And we always just spoke very like, oh, watch, like one day we're going to take my mom out of the hood. Like, as young kids, teens, like 13, 14, we were just like, oh, we're going to be rich one day. And one day we're going to buy this and this and this. Like, but it's just, yeah.
And I feel like it's so crazy, because mucha gente a lo mejor te mira a ti, te miran a tus hermanas, and they're like, oh, maybe they got it good like all their life. Especially because, you know, you guys have a successful business. You know, you're on social media. You're, if anything, one of the most successful Latin creators in the space. And you would think like, oh, no, esta muchacha se le dio todo on a silver fucking spoon. Right. And it's like, girl, no, I had to fucking work my ass off for lo poquito o lo mucho que tengo. You know, as you started becoming a woman, how did you, you know, how were you in high school? Were you peleonera? Were you the calladita one? Were you the one que no se dejaba? ¿Cómo eras tú en high school?
Ooh, in high school. I actually went to 5 different high schools. So I went to, my first high school was Manual Arts. I went there for like 2 years, and then I didn't have enough credits. Do you remember like how credits worked and all that? And then I ended up just going school after school after school after school, and my high school was interesting. Like, I feel like I was very, I was such like a tomboy.
Yeah.
Like anyone, like I still, and to this day, I still have my high school best friends that I talk to and they can tell you like, I was very much a boy. I was very much like, very like, I was drama free. I to this day, like, I just feel like I never liked the drama. I feel like a lot of people didn't really mess with me. Like, I can't really say, like, oh, I used to get bullied in high school because I didn't really...
Like, you were to yourself.
Yeah, like, I just feel like my high school was super... It was fun. It was crazy. It was wild. I had my older sister that probably helped me not get bullied because everyone knew my older sister.
With Patty?
Yes, everyone knew her as like, okay,
like these you are mess Patty's with her? Little sisters. Yeah, you mess with her, you mess with Patty.
Yeah, so everyone knew... everyone knew us as like, those are Patty's little sisters, so we're not gonna fuck with them.
Ah, no la toquen, porque les va a ir mal. Yeah. So, you know, you grow up and, you know, obviamente nunca in a million years did you think your life was gonna be what it is now, you know, being so successful, having all these opportunities come through social media. How was that? ¿Cómo empezaste this? What were your first, you know, steps into even the industry? Because I know you have a background in, you know, the industry that a lot of people don't know. ¿Cómo fue que empezó todo eso?
Okay, so if you guys have been following me for a long time, I used to be LCOOTD.
Mm-hmm.
I know you remember.
That's how I met you.
Alan and I go way back, yeah. So I used to be LCOOTD on Instagram, and I would post, like, headless shots, like, right here, and it would just be full outfits. Just all different outfits. I would just get my, I would curl my hair. As long as my hair was, like, looked super nice and my outfit was cute, and then that's literally all
I would post.
You
didn't care about the glam.
No, like I would hide myself. So nobody even knew who I was, like my face. And then I would post like layouts. I would just post like just outfits. And then one day I actually got a message from Fashion Nova.
Period.
So I got a DM and I was 17. I was so young. I remember I got a message from them and they wanted me to go inside of their HQ to film social media content for them. So they were just like testing me out. So I went in, I did it, and they liked me. They actually offered me like a whole job to be with them.
Damn, at 17.
And I was in high school when all this was happening.
And this was when Fashion Nova was having its prime. Like they were blowing up, right?
Not yet.
Oh, not
actually,
yet.
No, not yet. Okay, so okay. I remember it was the very first warehouse that we like if
I owned like it. Not, I owned no,
yeah, the very first warehouse that I worked at with them was in downtown.
And oh,
it was,
shit.
Yeah, and it wasn't, it was a pretty good size, but it wasn't as big.
Not what they are now.
Absolutely not. Yeah, they are like on a whole different level now. So I went in, I would go in every single day after school. I remember I accepted their job offer and I was just like, fine, you know, like I was young. I was just like, I love doing what I do. Like if you guys like it, then hey, it works for us. Like they're paying me, you know. So they literally hired me to work for, and I would work side by side with the owner.
Okay.
Like, literally side by side with him because that was when we were running his social media content. And yeah, like all the outfits, I wish I could find photos, but literally all of their old layouts. Like, and I remember I would watermark them for us. I would edit them. I would go in every single day after high school. I would work 5 days out of the week. After high school, I would take the bus or I would Uber to the warehouse. And then I would be there probably up until like 7 to 8. And then, yeah, I would just go and film like layouts for them. And then I want to say I was with them for like a couple years being with Fashion Nova. That's when my sisters and I, we decided to start OOTD Fash. Mm-hmm. And that's when OOTD Fash came along. So we started doing headless shots like we were doing on my original page on OOTD. You know, just outfits. We were just doing just layouts. Everything just had to do with fashion.
Yeah.
Outfits, the new trends. We would look at like Forever 21 for a lot of inspo. Like we were just like, it was just, we were just so into it.
Yeah.
After we started OOTD, I pretty much just kind of got like the knowledge that I was kind of learning from Fashion Nova. And I would just bring it back to OOTD. And as we were building OOTD, I was still working at Fashion Nova. And the owner knew that we started OOTD. Like we were just super, like to this day, we're still super cool with each other.
And at the end of the day, I feel like even then, you were already doing these layouts, these type of content way before you were even hired by them.
Right, yeah. So Fashion Nova was more of a...
Like a side hustle, like an internship.
Exactly. Because yeah. I was so young. Yeah. I was only 17 when I started off working with them. I was working Fashion Nova for like 2 years. And then I ended up quitting Fashion Nova because O3 started blowing up. And that's when me and my sisters, we focused more on O3 Fash. And then, yeah, from there, we just went on.
OTD Fash blows up. And this is about the same time I met you.
Yes.
Around the same time, because I remember Elsie was still Elsie OTD. Yes. You weren't exactly who you are now. You know, like your content in general. Like, I feel like you would just be posting more outfit pics. Mm-hmm. You had a following. But of course, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, you know, like your following wasn't as strong as it is now.
Oh, yeah.
How did it start? Like, you know what? I want to focus on being myself online and creating a following. ¿Cómo fue eso? How did that even start?
So I think my personal, like me being more personal, starting actually creating content, it for sure started with Alondra. So I never used to have a personal YouTube channel before we both met. So Alondra and I met when we were 20 and we moved in literally 2 months.
Oh shit.
From getting to know each other. And then we were just like, Alondra was working 2 jobs and I was still doing O3 Fash. And I had a lot of more free time because she would work her 2 jobs. And then we were just like, we're funny as fuck. Why don't we create a YouTube channel together? Yeah. Like, we were just so bored. We were just like, why not? We live together. And that's when we started creating our own channel. We created our own channel. We just enjoyed it. Like, we wouldn't even, like, monetize our videos. We wouldn't even, like, for us, it was just fun. Everything just came natural to us. It was just so much fun for us that we continued it. And that's how we started, like, our Instagram. That's when we would take pictures together. And then, you know, our channel blew up. Like super fast within like, I want to say under a year.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall, like it. I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you remember what moment did you realize, like, fuck, this shit's blowing up, that I literally can create a whole career from being me?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the thing with, at least with when we started, we didn't necessarily see, like, dollar signs with our content because, like I said, we wouldn't even monetize our videos.
Oh, shit.
It took us, I want to say, like, a little over a year until we started monetizing our videos. Until we started, I think we actually, at least with me, I think I started being like, okay, so maybe I can make money out of this. I didn't even know I can make money out of this. I thought I was just having fun. I thought I was just posting content that made me laugh, my family laugh, whoever, right? When a brand management contacted me to manage me. That's when I was just like, wait, this is a thing.
Yeah, like girl, like, I didn't know. The hell? Yeah,
I'm just like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm just like, well, I didn't know that people can get paid for this, because we don't even get paid through YouTube. So I was just like, I think that's when I was just like, oh, okay, so obviously if they're interested in managing me, then
like I guess obviously there's they money see there. Potential. Yeah,
so I was just like, cool. So that's when I feel like when I noticed that, I was just like,
so that's so crazy that you mentioned that, like even a year into creating content, y'all weren't monetizing.
No,
that is so crazy to like think about it, because I remember when you guys started, you know, creating content, like obviously at the time that's when everybody was knowing about monetization. Were you guys not monetizing because you guys didn't want to, or just you guys didn't know?
Because we would take turns like editing our videos, right? And we would always tell each other, no, our video looks so much better. We could like edit it like this with this song. And obviously if we put copyright music on there, we can't monetize it. So we would literally like not monetize our videos just for good content. We were just like, no, like, I remember, like, I would tell, no, like, I think this Mexican song or this Savi song.
Your intro.
Yes, exactly.
Literally, our intro, old intro was literally a copyright song.
Yes, and we were just like, no, we don't want to change anything. Like, we just literally just wanted to be super fun for us, super organic. And that's what, I think that was the main thing. We were just like, we don't want our editing to change.
Yeah.
Because I feel like our editing was, we loved it. We loved doing it, so.
And I feel like, if anything, that's the reason why you guys were blowing up, because I feel like mucha gente cuando empieza un canal, cuando mucha gente trata de hacer esto, lo primero que piensan es cuánto dinero voy a hacer. How much money can I make? Will I go from being here to here and how long? And I feel like for you guys, it was always just fun. Mm-hmm. It was always just entertainment. So it was never like, oh my God, we got to do a video because money's waiting for us. No.
Right.
Ya tenían sus trabajos ustedes. That was that. So you start blowing up and, you know, la gente te empieza a seguir. They start asking like, Elsie, we want more of you. We want more of you. A couple years into, you know, your whole career online, you get pregnant.
I do.
Alani comes in the picture. How did that, you know, ¿cómo fue ese momento para ti? ¿Cómo fue? How was that moment? And how has motherhood changed your whole life now?
So, obviously, I think everyone was surprised when I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Because I've been super private about my, I've always been super private about like my love life, my relationships. Like, I've been just super, super private. And when I announced that I was pregnant, everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, with who? Like, how did this even happen?
Girl, I didn't even know you had a boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. So it was a big shocker. Alani, she was planned.
Yeah.
And I feel like she,
she changed her life.
Yeah, I feel like everything changed completely, like, in a good way, though. Yeah. Because I feel like, I don't know if you believe in this, but you know how people say, oh, if you get, like, a girl, like, immature as a woman, but if you get a boy, it's because you needed love.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like I was going in a stage, I feel like I was going through like a really, really dark time in my life right before I got pregnant. Like, it was just really bad. Like, my mental health was horrible. Like, I was just not talking to my family. Like, it was just so bad. And I started getting into drinking a lot and doing all this other stuff that I shouldn't have. And then Alani came. And I feel like everything has changed since then. Like, if you guys don't know, I am a single mom.
Yeah.
I'm very, very open about it. And that also took a big old turn in my life. Like, I did not expect for me to become a single mom, especially because Alani was planned. Like, me and her dad, we were just like,
let's have a baby.
Like,
we're like, never in a million years were you like, damn, like, we're going to have a baby, but I'm going to be a single mom. You're like, oh, I found the love of my life. I'm happy now for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Especially because, like, you would think, like, oh, like, we all saw my mom growing up as a single mom. And my mom would always tell us, you guys, please be careful who you guys have kids with. Like, you guys, you know, you don't want to go through, like, a rough patch. And then I did the complete opposite.
You're like, fuck, mom, I should have listened.
No,
but you know what? I feel like at the end of the day, like you said, you know, it's so crazy because I always tell Elsie that Alani has such a strong personality.
Like,
sometimes, girl, like, I can literally watch a video of just Alani and I can crack the fuck up. Like, your little Instagram stories, you're always posting of her, like, the period app, that had me fucking dead, you know? And when I see videos of you with her, like, you know, when you record your guys' like, just interactions, it literally feels like you are hanging out with your best friend.
That's literally what it feels like. Yeah. When somebody asks me, oh, like, is it hard being a mom? I'm like, no, it's not. Like, with me, I'm speaking for myself because I don't want to... it is hard.
Yeah.
So I don't want to discredit moms who have it, you know, don't have it easy. Like, it's super hard being a mom. But for myself with Alani, I just feel like she is such... like a mini me.
Yeah, like she matches your energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's more fun with her. Like, she's made motherhood 10 times, like, just fun and not hard. And I'm just so happy and blessed that she's like that. And yeah, I just feel like I can't see my life without her anymore.
Literally.
I'm just like, you know what? No, like, even though there's court, there's me fighting with my baby daddy and me fighting with his entire family, I honestly feel like Alani brings in the peace with all of the chaos. Yeah. Like, I just feel like she
makes everything worth it.
100%. Like, I do not regret having Alani. Like, she was, like, I just don't regret. I don't even regret, like, the person that I had it with. I feel like we live and we learn. I feel like it happens to the best of us. So I'm just trying to make the best out of everything.
You obviously mentioned, you know, you're a single mother. We're not going to get into much detail, but for those of you guys know, you guys have had, you know, public altercations, you know, online and everything. But I feel like you guys are working on your co-parenting. How's that going?
I know. I honestly, one thing I regret, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, you shouldn't regret anything in life. I'm like, yes, I regret a lot in life.
Yeah.
And I don't mind saying that because it's how I feel. Like, I'm not going to I'm not gonna ignore my feelings. I regretted so much putting my drama with the father of my child on social media.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was just not necessary.
Yeah.
Like, to this day, I'm just like, why would I do that? Like, I literally cringe at every time I think about it. And just this recent time, I actually had a court yesterday.
Oh, pretty. Like, she's out with her court outfit right now.
I'm like, my attorney's right there.
He's like, he's not telling you what to say.
Yeah, so it's still a process.
Yeah.
We went into court for, you know, the custody agreement last year in August. And it's been a whole year.
Yeah.
It's been a whole year and we're still going through it. We are trying to do everything off of social media. Like, at least I try to tell him that.
Yeah.
So if y'all see him posting anything,
it's like, it's on him. And I feel like, you know what? Especially, like, I feel like with a lot of people, because I've seen people judge you. You know, I've seen people, know, come at you sideways for, you know, everything that's been posted online. But I just feel like at the end of the day, I feel like people tend to forget, like, shit like this happens all the time in, like, life.
Yes, yes.
You know, I know people in my everyday life, you know, even siblings that, like, have gone through court issues when, like, they've, you know, obviously, cuando una pareja se deja y hay un niño, obviamente, a veces uno no queda bien. En verdad, it's so hard. And si un día una pareja se separa and they continue being friends, a miracle. But usually, you know, when you break up, it never ends good. So, you know, I feel like, for you, it was just so easy. For both of you guys, maybe, like, it was so easy to, like, su desesperación to put it online, because that's what maybe you guys were used to doing, putting everything online, like, your lives, to where it was just, like, at the end of the day, people judge you, but it's like, girl, there's other people going through that shit, but they just don't have a platform where, like, the whole world finds out.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like things are out of our control.
Yeah.
And sometimes we, you know, we just, yeah, we can't control things. And I do get a lot of shit for not... like, fighting for my family. Like, when I started, you know, posting about my healing journey, me being a single mom, like, type of content, I get a lot of shit for it sometimes, because people are always just like, why are you influencing moms to, like, leave their baby daddies and the kid ends up with, like, separated
parents.
You know, parents. But that's not my goal at all. Like, sometimes, like, me as a mom, I know what's best for my daughter. I know that me and her dad being together, she's going to end up growing up going to therapy. She's going to end up growing up, like, not knowing what real love is. And she's going to end up growing up like, okay, well, fighting it's normal. It's like, she's going to end up.
I see that shit all the time. Yeah.
Like, she's going to end up growing up that all of the toxicness and all of that, it's normal.
Yeah.
And it's not. So I have my reasons as to why I like to put my business out there, because I'm an open book.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm super, super open when it comes to everything and anything, because I don't want single moms to feel alone, because I know how it fucking feels. Like, I know how it feels to heal by yourself. I know how it feels to pick yourself up. I know how it feels to take care of your kid by yourself. I know how it feels to live alone. Like, yeah. I know the feeling of being alone. So I think I put out everything and anything about my situation just for
can
others.
Help people. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so others can relate. So others can feel like you guys are not alone. Like, if it could happen to me, it could happen to anyone. And like,
Especially because I feel like people think that, like, because you got it so good online, they think your life's perfect. And they think right. you're excluded from the going through real life problems where it's like, girl, I'm just normal. I'm a normal girl
right.
with just a following. You know right. what I mean? And I feel like one thing I will say when shit like this happens, like, it's a great point that you're making that, like, you know what's best for Alani. And sometimes this doesn't mean her baby daddy's a bad person. Maybe it's just it wasn't the right partner for you. And I feel like there comes a point where, like, I know you say that you're doing this, you're putting her first, but I feel like there has to come a point too where you put yourself first, because si tú no estás bien, if you're not happy, if you're not, no matter what, if you stay just because, you know, you want to make it work for her, she's going to see your unhappiness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like taking care of myself is a huge, huge part of my life, not only for me, but for Alani.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I love getting messages saying, like, how are you doing this? How are you doing that? And that's why I feel like the main reason why I do not mind putting my business out there when it comes to everything, all of the chaos, is because all I want to do is inspire moms to do better for themselves. I know it might sound very yeah. selfish, but at the end of the day, all we have to think about is ourselves. Because, and then that leads to, like, you being the best mom for a kid. It leads to you being a good sister. Leads yeah. to me being a good friend. Like, it always just follows back with everything around you, your mental health, your career, just everything. So I feel like it's extremely important.
And I feel like that's like you said, it's extremely important, because even I think that way. Like, there's yeah. people in my life that are like, oh my God, Alan, you always think about yourself. Eres bien egoísta, pero si yo no pienso en mi felicidad, mm-hmm. ¿quién la va a pensar por mí? And if I'm not happy, exactly. everyone around me is only going to get a negative Alan. And if I'm happy, everyone's going to get the best of me. You know, so obviously, like, for you, it's been important for you to be like, put yourself first, because 100%. If you're in the best state of mind, you know you're going to be able to give that positiveness and that happiness to everyone around you.
Exactly.
Talking about social media, you know, yo pienso que social media is a place where it's so easy for people to create these fake narratives, for people to really twist something they see online and create a whole story que a veces us always being in controversy, I guess it's like, girl, it's not really like that. Like,
right.
I don't know what type of imagination y'all have, but, like, shit don't really play out like that. How do you feel? You know, mucha gente siempre ha dicho, you know, you and Alondra are best friends. A lot of the time they see you guys just together, you know. How do you feel about people sometimes saying that you guys are, like, the mean girls, that, like, you guys can't keep friends, that, like, you know, que siempre están juntas porque nadie se quiere juntar con ustedes. How do you feel about that? And where do you think all this little chismes started?
I honestly think it just starts with, like you said, we kind of isolate ourselves from, like, just being out all the time with, yeah. like, you know, everyone. But, I mean, as, I don't know if you guys, I mean, Alondra's very open about it, but yeah. Alondra struggles a lot with her mental health.
Yeah.
So first things first, like, I feel like she tries to take care of her mental health a lot, way before than her going to a function.
Yeah.
And I think I could see why it would make us look like mean girls, because we're to ourselves.
Yeah.
But I hate to say this, but we exclude ourselves from the drama.
Yeah.
We exclude ourselves from
dramatic people.
We just don't want to be a part of any of that. Like, we just don't want to be a part of any chismes, because we've seen it. We've seen how it's a mess. Like,
the behind the scenes of this is a mess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this industry is, it's a mess. I feel like, and if that makes Alondra and I mean girls because we want to exclude ourselves from, just drama that we just don't want to be a part of, then hey, so be it. At the end of the day, like, Alondra and I, we talk and we always tell each other, like, like, should we do that? Should we do that? And on top of all of that, I feel like we have really bad social anxiety.
Yep.
Like, extremely bad social anxiety. So when we are out, we are like, we're like in the corner and we're just like, fuck, like, should we leave?
That's how I be too, girl. I start sweating. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting anxiety.
Yes. Yes. Like, that's how we are. So we're just like, fuck, like, is it mean if we leave? Like, yeah. And at the end of the day, yes, we always end up looking like the bad guys. And we've had like señoras tell us, like older people tell us, like, you girls are just like happy girls. Yeah. Like when we're around them in person. And they always just say, like, you guys just seem so happy and full of life. And you guys should always stay like that. And to us, it's like, that's what social media doesn't really get to see.
Yes.
If older people are telling us this and they have way more experience in life, it makes us feel good because we're just like, yeah, like, it's, why can others, you know, why can others see this? Like, I thought that's all we were, you know, we were trying to promote here on social media, just to be happy, just to like, so I don't know. I feel like
I also just feel like social media took a huge turn where like people just try so hard to antagonize everyone.
Yeah.
Like, dices algo y, oh my God, eso está mal. But I'm like, bro, I just said the word the. Like, how, why am I getting canceled? Like, let me know what I did wrong. But it's very that. Like, I feel like for the most part, I feel like los chismes empiezan porque la gente quiere entretenerse.
Yeah.
And it's like, girl, you're not going to get entertainment in my at my expense. Like, and it's so fucked up to say, you know? So going, ya casi para terminar, you know, growing up from, you know, that little girl that was in and out of the system, growing up with a single mother, to a woman being so successful, being so inspiring, what's something that if you can go back in time, you would tell little Elsie?
Ooh, yeah. I think I would tell little Elsie to enjoy every moment. Every single moment that life throws at you, whether it's bad, whether it's good, because I've been through hell and back. Like, I feel like if anyone were to walk in my shoes, like, it's been hard. So I feel like when a good thing happens, I wish I could have enjoyed it a lot more and gravitated to it and just be more grateful for it. Not that I am, but I just feel like, I just wish I could have enjoyed, for example, I wish I could have enjoyed Alani being a newborn more. I wish I could have enjoyed social media back then and like more. And another one is just be your authentic self. Like, I always, I'm like I said, I'm super open on my YouTube channel, super. And I always tell people the last thing I want to be in this world and social media is to be a fraud. If it's me like talking shit about my baby daddy one day and then like the other day then that's how I felt.
Yeah, that's your real emotions.
Like, I don't want to be a fraud. Like, I just
faking it for social media.
I would rather like have no followers than maybe someone fake on social media.
Yeah, because imagine like you're over here flaunting that your life's so perfect and then in reality you're going through all this shit. Like,
exactly.
It almost makes you feel like you're living a double life.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, when I'm going through something and like in real life, it's up there on my YouTube channel. It's up there on my
y'all can go watch it.
Yeah. No, like I post it because I'm just like, life isn't all butterfly and rainbows. Like,
and that's
it's
me
not.
Too. Yeah. Like, it's very important to like, as a creator, like for me, I feel like a lot of people are able to talk so much shit about me because there's so much that I post, from like my brother almost getting deported to like my relationship with my mother, with my sister, with my boyfriend. I share a lot too. And yes, it sucks because you give people more to talk about.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what? Like, fuck the haters. Fuck the people that are going to talk, because regardless if I'm sharing a lot or not, they're going to talk. Right. I'm doing this for the people that actually want to see my day-to-day life and what I'm really going through as a human being.
Exactly, yeah. So I think, my number one poly advice is just be yourself. Like, let the good and bad times roll and just continue to be yourself.
Antes de que nos vayamos, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, in 5 years.
Or in the future, like maybe tomorrow. You're like sleeping.
I want more kids.
Oh shit, okay.
I know that sounds crazy because you're like, bitch, who are you gonna have kids with?
But I just like myself.
I want more kids. Oh, I honestly think I was born to be a mom. I want like two more.
Oh, sure. Okay, so yeah. You want a little family.
I'm like, I just don't know who with who. 5 years for sure, and at least one more kid.
One more.
I think one of my biggest like lifetime goals is to live with my mom again. Aww. I know a lot of people are like, why? Like, yeah. You know, that's kind of like going backwards. But I'm like, no, I want to live with my mom. Like,
enjoy her, yeah.
Yes, like I just feel like I don't have enough of her.
And I feel like it's the motherhood that got you, because it's yes. Like a lot of like teens and kids that just want to party. They're like, I know, no, que oso.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're like, wow, as a mother, like, I hope Alani feels this way too.
Oh, yeah.
We're approaching the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
If you guys want to go ahead and follow Elsie on all her social medias, I will leave them linked down below, as well as they'll appear on the screen right the fuck now. Y también no se les olvide to follow me on all my social medias so you guys won't miss any future episodes. And with that being said, you guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. I know we've been talking about this forever.
For a long time. Y hasta que pasó, you guys. And thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, bye guys.